God has helped me to pass through the waters, and that He has been with me. That He has brought me through the rivers. And I say, there have been like rivers of offense this year, like no other. That God has brought us through those rivers, amen? And that they have not drowned us. God is so awesome. You know, I want to ask you a question. Well, two questions. The first one is easy. The second one might require a little bit more thoughts. How was Christmas? How was your Christmas day? Was it good? Was it super? For me, yeah, it was. I mean, I really enjoyed Christmas. It was kind of quiet, but really homely. You know, I was in my little family bubble. I always say it's, but there's enough of us to have our own party. Amen. It's that big. Just, you know, dad, mum, the four kids, Auntie Maria, their household. It was nice and cozy. And I hope you had a wonderful Christmas as well. Amen. But I want to ask you another, what I call slightly more important question. And it's this: how will you remember 2020, this year? As we prepare to go ahead into 2021, and you look back to 2020, how will you remember 2020? What sort of year has it been for you? You know, and it's, you know, I began to ponder that question in my own heart and just reflect. I looked back over the year, over all that God has done in my life, in me and through me and for me, for His glory. And I just began to reflect on the year 2020. And you know, at one level, you know, looking at the media, you know, I don't like that word, unprecedented. I've had that out with Jon Snow already. And we've debated on that one. That's, well, not really unprecedented. Also because really, you know, Ecclesiastes, the first verse, the first chapter, and the ninth verse says, you know, what has been will be again. And what has been done will be done again. That there is nothing new under the sun. But I think it is fair to say that it has been an extraordinary year. Yeah, would anybody agree? Yeah. There have been things that have happened this year that haven't happened in other years in the way that they have this year. Well, for starters, there's never been a 2020 before, has there? This is the first, and there'll never be a 2020 again. Right. Amen. And I think, as I reflected, I thought, you know, on an environmental level, you know, we could think back to various events that have happened. So, you know, the raging fires that swept through Australia, I can still see the images of that little koala bear being rescued, you know, by firefighters, you know, coming out, you know, clinging on, you know, such a picture. The floods that were ravaged the nation in Brazil, they're just tremendous and incredible floods that swept the nation. And then, of course, there's COVID-19. And so I think it was actually in March where the World Health Organization officially declared a global pandemic. And then there was COVID-19. Please, that swept, I think the last count was over 1 million people have been swept, you know, have lost their lives as a result of this pandemic. So a significant number just swept into eternity. And then I thought to myself, well, if you asked my daughter Deborah what she would remember about it, she might say, I haven't asked her yet, but she might say that this was the year that, you know, year 11s never got to do their GCSEs. No prom, my wife said there. There was no prom. There were no GCSE exams. You know, hats off to all those kids that did their homework. There you go, hint, hint. always do your homework. But, you know, the whole educational system was hit hard by this global pandemic. And then the other thing, we saw an explosion, what I call an explosion of the whole social media thing. And so, you know, every platform, you know, I think Donald Trump must have run the White House from Twitter, you know, in his bedroom the world over. But we saw social media taking center stage, and we saw things happening around the globe. We saw how social media just really influenced the world like it hasn't done before. I think if you ask Boris, he'll say, well, we got Brexit done. Just like I said, you know, for ages it was saying it's oven ready. They kept asking. I said, it's oven ready. Well, he got it out of the oven and he got it done this year, just in time for Christmas. I think on the 3rd of May this year, 2020, my beloved friend and our beloved pastor, Pastor Toki, went home to be with the Lord. That was a significant event this year. He graduated to glory. I think also the church, it's fair to say that the church this year, the world over, has gone through a shaking like no other in its history. But a different kind of shaking, where the things that could be shaken have been shaken. But you know, the Lord said this to me that, you know, it looks like, you know, God hides stuff. As I thought about this question, God hides stuff in his word, not from us, but for us. And what do I mean by that? Because he wants us to discover it. He wants us to discover those things that are hidden in his word. I think Proverbs 25 and verse 2 says, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search a matter out. So I want us to look through what I'd call the prophetic lens this morning, just to see something that God just showed me in my heart, and I began to ponder the year 2020. So let's turn to the book of Isaiah and chapter 43. So if I can have Isaiah chapter 43 and just two verses. Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2. Thank you. The New Code Review version, my preferred text. It says, but now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. I love that. You know, that's God just putting his stamp on his people. He says, I'm the one who created you. I'm the one who formed you. You know, that just speaks to me about purpose, that there's always purpose in God. God has created us. The Bible says, you know, for good works that he prepared beforehand for us to walk in. So there's always a purpose and a plan in the things that God does. Amen. And so, you know, it's so evident for all of us. Let's look at verse 2. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Amen. You know, God is so awesome. And I call this looking through the prophetic lens of God's word. And so right from before time began, you know, God stands outside of time in eternity. And it's God who created time in the first place. And so when God created us, he called us his own. He created us with a plan and with a purpose. And so God knew all about 2020 before it ever was. And he released that prophetic word through our pastor in the house and called it the year of prayer. He knew that we would need to press through 2020. He knew that we would need some extra stuff on the inside to get us through 2020. And I want you to give yourself a pat on the back and to give glory to God that he has brought us through 2020 right up until this point in time. Amen. And so as I reflected, I realized here that God really has brought us through, that God has helped me to pass through the waters, and that he has been with me. That he has brought me through the rivers. And I say there have been like rivers of offense this year, like no other. But God has brought us through those rivers, amen, and that they have not drowned us. You know, God has brought us through rivers of financial challenge and obstacles and difficulties, rivers that would have drowned us, try to drown us in debt, try to drown us in lack, try to drown us in so many different ways. But you know what? God's hand has brought us through all of that. Can you say amen? Amen. You know, God has brought us through the fire. The fires that wanted to destroy us. You know, the Bible speaks about the purification of gold. You know, when it's heated up, you know, all the dross comes up to the surface and it's skimmed off. And then only that which is pure, good quality gold is what remains. You know, God has pruned us this year with fire. God has brought us through, amen, every challenge, every difficult thing to that place that I call the place of rich fulfillment. So we give God glory that he has brought us through and the flames haven't scorched us. You know, God has been good to us this year, and I want us to thank him for it. You know, my wife just shared the testament about her job, and, you know, that's just so wonderful what God is doing. And I just remember also all the testimonies we had in this house about jobs. And it's like the prophet said, that even in the midst of people losing their jobs, in the midst of businesses going to the wall, you know, the Bible says, I'm just thinking now that, you know, high street names that were on the high street have disappeared because of the pandemic. Thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. But God has kept you. God has kept me. If you're here today, you have cause to give thanks and to bless the Lord. Amen. But it's not of him that runneth, of him that willeth, but of God that shows mercy. It's the goodness of God. It's the mercy of God. It's the favor of God that has been with us. So no man can boast. It's God's mighty hand that has rested upon us, that has brought us through. I'm reminded as well, you know, of the testimony of all the NHS and frontline key workers. Remember that time, particularly during the first wave of this pandemic. And I can remember the teams of NHS workers and frontline staff right here in this church that laid down their lives on the front line, that really went out to minister, to reach out to others. I remember incredible acts of generosity of people just laying down their lives and ministering and supporting other people, people in care homes. Many people paid a very high price, but they did it. Such was the momentum. Such was the presence of God upon us as a nation and his hand that protected us. So I want us to give God glory for that. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for our food bank team. Amen. They just fed, you know, so many throughout this period. How they have ministered to them, supported them right the way through. And, you know, we give God glory for all that they have done, for all the teams in Harvest Church. I thank God for the media team that kept us online all through this pandemic. They did an amazing job. We give God glory. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God is awesome. for the children's work and the children's teams. You know, there's cute little video recordings and stuff that they did, even for the little children. You could see them lifting up their hands, praising God, worshiping God in their homes. Can we give God praise and glory for that? Amen. You know, God has been so faithful to us throughout this time. And you know, God gave me a word for us that I believe that is for each one of us. And it's in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 16 to 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16 to 18. And I believe that, see, that this word is for us. And it's a key word for us to take us through into 2021. 16 says, rejoice always. How many times?
Always.
All the time. You know, God doesn't want us to lose our shout. God doesn't want us to lose our shout. We must never stop praising Him. We must never stop exalting the name of Jesus. We must never stop exalting the name of our God. You know, when the Israelites were about to take Jericho, God had them march around the city, you know, around and around and around, seven times, didn't He? And then they made a great shout to the Lord. And it was a shout of praise that brought those walls down. We must never, as a church, lose our shouts. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So rejoice. Well, I believe that in 2021, we need to enter in with a shout. Amen. I said, we're going to leave 2020 with a shout, and we're going to enter 2021 with an even bigger shout. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So rejoice always. That's the first thing. Second thing is pray without ceasing. You know, it's an understatement that prayer is our engine in this house. We know about that. I thank God for the prayer minister. I thank God for Wofa Pisa. Bless you, sir, for just championing, for leading us in prayer. I know that my own prayer life has stepped up this year in 2020. I've seen it, and I've been encouraged by my brethren also in the whole prayer ministry team, just pushing and pushing night after night after night, pressing through. You know, everything that we went through, we were sustained by prayer as we went through it. It wasn't by natural might. It wasn't by natural intellect or by anything. But it was just the power of prayer. You know, the Bible said that our prayers rise up to God, and He keeps them in a bowl as incense before Him. And so pray, the Bible says, without ceasing. So we must never stop praying. We must never stop the prayer push. We must never stop pressing in to the blessing of God in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
So pray without ceasing. And number three, it says, in everything, give thanks. In everything. So not for it, but in everything. You know, that means in every and in any situation, we can give thanks. We can give thanks to God. Whatever's happening, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day of the week it is, we can thank God. If you've got breath in your lungs, if you're still breathing, you can thank God. Amen? And so we need to be people who know how to give thanks. There should never be a deficit in our thanksgiving to God. God wants us to thank Him. God wants us to enter into His gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, to come into His courts with praise. And so really, that's the call of God upon us as a church. Praise and prayer and thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And so I want us to really give thanks to the Lord today. I want us to worship Him. I want us to exalt His name as we exit 2020. And as we go into 2021, we're going to come out with thanksgiving. We're going to come out with praise. We're going to come out in joy and rejoicing. I'm just going to call the keyboard to come up. And we're just going to enter in with thanksgiving in our hearts to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Rise up. We're just going to give God some praise and thank Him for what He's done for us so far this year. It is coming from my heart. Praise and thanks unto you, Lord. All the things that you have done, I'm grateful for your love.
For you. For Lord, all that you have done for us this year, 2020. Father Lord, we choose to remember and to reflect on your goodness. Lord, we say with the psalmist, bless the Lord, O our souls. Let all that is within us bless your holy name. Father Lord, we remember all of your benefits. We remember, Lord, that it is you who has redeemed our lives from destruction. Lord, we remember that it is you who brought us through, Lord God, the waters of adversity. It is you who brought us through, Lord, the rivers, Lord, of destruction. It is you, Lord, who brought us through, Lord, the fire without so much as the smell of smoke on our clothing. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercies, Lord, that are new every morning. Lord, we say great is your faithfulness, Lord, towards us. Father God, we couldn't have made it in 2020, Lord, without you, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand that shielded us, Lord, from the pandemic. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've lived, Lord, to tell the tale. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our children, Lord, upon each one of them. Father, Lord, today we worship you. Father, today we lie prostrate before you. Today, Lord, we give you glory. Father, Lord, we bless you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name. And his people said, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.